You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Welcome to The Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger. I'm on the third floor of NFL Films. You can find me at Baldy NFL. You can like, subscribe to the on your free Odyssey app to The Best Football Show. We've got breaking news. While I was talking about the NFC East minutes ago, Stephon Diggs has just been traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. Yes, that's right. Stephon Diggs, the certifiable number one wide receiver with another 107 catch season in Buffalo, is no longer part of Bills Mafia. He's now part of the Houston Texans. So let's look at it from both sides. Last year, C.J. Stroud was the unanimous pick for the NFL Rookie of the Year. He elevated every single person around him, and the organization won the division, the AFC South, and they won a playoff game convincingly against the Cleveland Browns before bowing out to the Baltimore Ravens. Nick Caserio, the general manager, was reportedly looking to sign Saquon Barkley as his running back. Well, they didn't get that done. He went to Philadelphia in free agency. They went and got Joe Mixon. They've just traded for Stephon Diggs. What this does is, look, Nico Collins last year had 80 catches for over 1,200 yards. He was their number one wide receiver and was phenomenal. And nobody thought that Nico Collins in his first 2 years, or at any point when he was at Michigan, ever thought he was the number one wide receiver. But with CJ feeding him, he became that. Now you get Stephon Diggs coming in, who is a router. You want to put your number one corner on Stephon Diggs, he will light your number one corner up most Sundays. He is a router. He has tremendous hands. He needs the ball. Maybe Nico Collins can slide into that number two. Tank Dell will come back. Their third-round pick last year out of Houston, who was a phenomenal rookie until he was injured. You now line up with Dalton Schultz at tight end, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins outside, Tank Dell inside, Joe Mixon running the rock, C.J. Stroud at quarterback. They've added Danielle Hunter. They've added Danico Autry. They've added Foley Fotokasi on their defensive front. They're eight deep up front on the defensive line. Like, this team, they're not waiting around. They're going to compete for the entire enchilada here. They want to go compete for championships. That's what this move of bringing Stephon Diggs in does. His brother is playing for the Dallas Cowboys. The family now might relocate to the state of Texas. Who knows? But Stephon Diggs in Houston right now, not only are they the favorite to run away with the AFC South, they may be the number one seed to unseat the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Baltimore's passing game doesn't look like what Houston's could look like with C.J. Stroud throwing it. They might be the number one contender to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs for supremacy in the AFC. This is a bold move. And especially in a draft that's full of wide receivers. Now, the Houston Texans don't have a first-round pick. They traded that last year to go get Will Anderson. So all they're doing is stockpiling elite talent right now at positions that they feel like – and you don't make this move for Stephon who – look, I like Stephon Diggs personally. But these guys can be awfully greedy when they're not getting the ball. And – I'm not going to call Stephon a diva or anything, but we've all seen some of the antics during games, during the offseason. I feel like Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans are able to make this move because they feel secure in the leadership of C.J. Stroud, that the ball's going to go to the open player and the open receiver, regardless of what the play called is. He's going to find the open receiver. And some days that might be a heavy dose of Stephon Diggs, and some days – it might not be. What's that mean for the Buffalo Bills? So the Buffalo Bills have now lost Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, Isaiah McKenzie. Like, they've just had massive losses. at the receiver position now. Last year, Dalton Kincaid came in and played great. And they've got Dalton Kincaid, and they've got Dawson Knox, and they've got Shakir. You know, they need receivers. I think they get a second-round pick next year. They get lower picks this year. I don't know exactly because the news just broke, so I don't have all the information in front of me. But, you know, this is a good draft for wide receivers. They better package some of those picks and go up and get one of these elite guys. Buffalo might be in the market for one of these elite receivers, whether it's Adunze or Neighbors or who knows. I mean, you know, Marvin Harrison, like they need a true – you've got Josh Allen. Josh Allen is 63-30 as a starting quarterback in this league. Like, this is a star quarterback. Your wide receiver you traded for, who played at a star level and helped Buffalo win three straight divisions titles, is gone. Gabe Davis, I mean, looked like number two a couple years ago, gone. They need desperately to rebuild that receiving core. Maybe they find it in this draft. Maybe they feel secure about that. But to me, this is a big loss for the Buffalo Bills, and it's a heavy gain for the Houston Texans. Thanks for joining me here. We're here every day when news breaks. I'm here to give it to you. This has been the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me, and look forward to talking to you real soon, everybody.